Welcome back to Hilltop Hustle. We're your co-hosts, Caroline and
Dylan.
And today we have a very special guest. Dylan, if you want to introduce him.
So we're joined today by Jaden Epps of the men's basketball team here at Georgetown. You're the star of the team. So Jaden, welcome to the show.
And thank you
so much for joining us.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Absolutely. So the first question we have for you, sort of like a nice introduction of, you probably had a basketball in your hand for your entire life. So when did you first get into basketball? Did you know you always wanted to play? Did you like other sports growing up? Or sort of where did this basketball love take place?
I started playing basketball around like 4 or 5 years old. I had an older brother. My dad also played basketball. My older brother played basketball. So I kind of always say I was just born into it. It was just kind of like something I was born into doing, watching. And I just fell in love with it as a kid. I did play other sports. I played football. I swam. So I did other stuff, but I always knew that I loved basketball.
And then sort of, if you want to go, sort of like at what point, because obviously a lot of kids play basketball growing up, but at what point did you know, shoot, I'm actually pretty good at this thing, and then eventually wanted to play it in college?
I probably would say when I was in middle school, I think my first middle school game, I think I had like 40 points or something like that.
on all the middle schoolers.
So I was like, I'm pretty good at this. And my dad was always so hard on me, and he always pushed me and told me I could be great. So him doing that, that really motivated me as well.
How would you say you bring your dad's mentality to your game today?
I would say my dad is a hard worker and the thing that he does. So seeing him go to work every day, and I'm just always working hard, providing for our family. I would say I bring that to the game every day, just being an everyday guy. You're going to have bad days. Some days you're going to have good days. And he always just stayed the course every day. I never see him waver.
100%. And then obviously, really good basketball player, but a lot of people on the Hilltop haven't seen you play just yet. So is there a guy that's sort of in the NBA or someone that you looked up to you can say, hey, my game is kind of similar to this guy for people who want a little player comp?
I always compare my game to Damian Lillard. That always been my favorite player. I love how he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He can score, he can pass. I just feel like he can do everything. So yeah, I always compare myself to him, and I watch him a lot too.
Okay. Favorite team growing up, or
not really a favorite team, but I always just had favorite players. The greatest player of all time, in my opinion, is LeBron, though. And I always had that debate with the people who think it's Jordan, but I think it's LeBron. But the player I think I play like is Dame Lillard.
Well, similar to Dame, who got traded from the Portland Trailblazers this past offseason, you're here with a new team as well. What kind of brought you to Georgetown, and how did Coach Cooley play a role in your decision in coming to the Hilltop?
When it was time to the portal opened up, and I seen that Coach Cooley was transferring to Georgetown. It was closer to home. I've always had a connection with Coach Cooley ever since high school. He's been recruiting me for a very long time. We built a great relationship. Also, Coach Ivan as well. And when he came here, I just feel like it made sense for me. I've always wanted to play for Coach Cooley. I love what he stands for, how his teams are. And I always feel like he trusted in me. And he wanted me to play for his team, and I always wanted to play for him as well. So when he gave me the call, it was kind of like a no-brainer for me.
Absolutely. It seems like a match made in heaven so far this year. I know a couple of the reporters out there saying you're the guy this year on the team, and obviously you've had great performances in the scrimmage as well as the secret scrimmage earlier in the fall, the fall as well. But sort of, what do you think your role is on the team, if you have it, or does Coach really have a different, like, everyone plays a role, or is it all a team effort? What's the vibe, and Ashley, what do you think you're going to be on the team this year?
It's definitely a team effort, but everybody does have a role as well. Coach always tells me that he brought me here to be a leader. He wants me to lead the team. He wants us to will us to win. Obviously, we know the history of this team. Back in the day, Georgetown used to be like one of the best teams in the nation. So he told me he wanted me to come here and try to help him bring that back.
So as a leader on the team, what would you say? There's a lot of new guys coming into the locker room. What would you say the mentality is, and how would you say the guys are gelling with each other?
I would say, everybody is from different schools. Everybody is from all around the country. So we all are used to different stuff. We play for different coaches. So us coming here in the beginning, it was kind of chaotic. But us being together all summer, working out together, just hanging out off the court as well, that all builds chemistry. And I feel like that was a good thing for us, that we got to be together all summer. And I just feel like we're coming together pretty well. We're going to have bumps and bruises throughout the season, but I feel like us being together, us spending time together, we'll get through it.
Any good bonding activities that y'all have done?
We've went bowling a couple times. We went to the Capitol building together. Coach took us to the Capitol building. We go out to eat all the time together. But by the way, I'm the best bowler in the team.
I was about to say, you're going to know the score.
Yeah, I won.
Every time. Yeah. Have you taken a trip out to Capital One Arena yet?
Yeah, we have. We have went to Capital One Arena as a team to check it out. You know, that's going to be our arena. It's pretty cool playing in an NBA arena like that. But yeah, we've definitely checked it out.
Absolutely. Then another thing, according to sources, we can't confirm these numbers, but if you wanted, you can. We heard you scored 20 points in 22 minutes during the blue and gray scrimmage and also dropped 46 points on Wake Forest earlier. So seems like you're really locked in so far this fall. What's it been like? What's the mentality in the game? And how have you literally just picked up this fall and been absolutely at the top of your game?
After last season, this summer, I just told myself I was going to go on a straight grind mode. I just been in the gym heavy. It's just been constant work. And I feel like this could be a great season for me and the team. And I feel like I got to be the best for my team. And I feel like I can set myself up as well. So I just been working like super hard this summer, getting a lot of reps up, getting in the gym, putting in a lot of hours. And I feel like if I do that, I could be the best for my team and we can get some wins.
Has there been a specific skill that you've been fine-tuning or improving on specifically this offseason?
I would say my shot. Just sharpening the things that I'm already good at as well. Making a lot of different reads. I've been watching a lot of film as well. We've been working on making me a better point guard, finding reads, getting my teammates shots as well. So just watching a lot of film and kind of fine-tuning the things that I'm already good at as well.
I love it. And you also mentioned like watching film, practicing. So what is like a day in the life of Jaden Epps like for balancing classes, obviously watching film and practices, and then eventually games in the next week?
A normal day in the life, I'll just give you my day today. For example, today I woke up at, I want to say 6:30.
Early wake up call. Yeah. Oh, man.
Woke up at about 6:30. I shot about 500 shots at 7. Then we have weights from 7 to 7:30. I shot. Then we have weights at 8. And then I had weights from like 8 to 8:50. And then I went to class at 9:30, 9:30 to 10:45. And then I got another class from 11 to 12:15. And then after that, I go to study hall for about an hour, 12:15, about 12:30 to 1:30. And then I shoot again after study hall until it's time to practice. We practice at 2:30, and we practice from about 2:30 to 5:30. Most days I get up shots after practice again. But yeah, that's pretty much how my day was today.
Wow, putting the student in student athlete. You kind of mentioned having like this great locker room culture. Which guys would you say have great chemistry right now in terms of practices and also in scrimmages?
I would say we all have great chemistry together. Coach splits up the teams a lot in practice. He tries to balance things. The main thing we've been preaching though is we're ready to play against a different team. We've been playing against each other all summer. We've been battling each other, beating up on each other, fouling each other, complaining.
You know all their weaknesses.
Yeah. So now we're just happy that the season is here and we get to play against somebody in a different jersey.
Absolutely. Who's your favorite teammate so far, if you had to say?
I would say I like everybody on the team, but I can probably give you the funniest one. probably Ishmael is the funniest one on the team, but I like the whole team.
And is there a team that you're most excited to play this season?
I'm pretty new to the Big East.
The Syracuse rivalry goes hard, yeah, just
heard,
so you know.
I heard about that.
And Villanova.
Yeah, I definitely heard about that. But I wouldn't say I have any one game circle. I'm just looking forward to taking a game at a time.
Absolutely. And if you don't have a game in mind, sort of, is there anything, a particular part of being a Hoya that's most exciting for you? Is it Coach Cooley? Is it Capital One Arena? Is it just
having the podcast?
But what part of being a Hoya is the most exciting to you?
Just being here in Washington, D.C., playing for Coach Cooley as well, that's an exciting thing. And just being closer to home, to my family, can come see me play more. And yeah, man, just being closer to home, being close to my city, playing for Coach Cooley, and just having a new opportunity with something new.
And speaking of which, with the first game coming up, what is your game day routine like, and will your family be there in the stand cheering you on?
Oh, yeah. My family definitely will be there for the first game. You'll see a lot of...
a lot of signs, a shirt maybe, a jersey.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of them. My game day routine, nothing really special. I do meditate on game days. I meditate a lot in the mornings, too. But, yeah, I meditate on game days, get shots up. I like to take naps too before the game. I take a little nap. They usually cook for us. We got like a nutritionist, so get some good food in me. But nothing special really. Just get shots up. And a big thing for me is my meditation though.
Absolutely. What's the sort of mindset of a D1 mentality? Because we've had a couple different athletes come in here and there. Obviously, some are saying I need to get myself as hyped as possible going into the game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, meditation. I assume it's probably the opposite of that. You need to get into a calm space. But what is walking into, say, a playoff game or a big game, what's going through your head before you step onto the court?
It's a lot of stuff that goes through your head because it's a lot of stuff you go over, like scouting report on the other team, personnel on the other team. So you kind of got to remember all that stuff. But main thing, you just got to be confident. You got to know all the work you put in all year, all summer, all the work you put in with your team, all the chemistry you guys built. It's going to pay off, and that's the main thing. You just got to be confident. Confident in yourself and confident in your teammates. Confident in everybody, your coaches as well. So you just got to have a confidence, and I want to say sort of an arrogance to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you just want to know that you can do it. And you just got to be prepared, and you got to stay ready.
Yeah, speaking of that confidence, how would you say you strike a good balance between finding that confidence, even arrogance, and then also staying humble and working hard each day?
Yeah, definitely. Well, me personally, I don't really talk about myself a lot. I don't really do a lot of showboating and things like that. I just know in my head, every time I step on the court, I think I'm the best player on the court. So that's just how I look at it in my head. And if you're able to tell that or not that day, because like I said, you have good days or bad days. Like even on my bad days, I still know I'm the best player because I know the work that I put in. So I just come back the next game and I'm ready. And like you said, I know it is a fine balance between that and I feel like I do a good job at that.
Absolutely. And then one of the key words out there, I guess, with all team sports as well as an individual is success. And obviously, mm-hmm. you love playing basketball. It's a lot better when you're winning and you're having success on the court. So to you personally, and then as well as to the Georgetown basketball team as a whole, what does success look like for this year? And what's sort of that goal in the back of your mind that you want to strive for?
It's the first year. Everything is new here. The coaches are new, the players are new, everything is new to us as well, so we're still learning day by day. Talking to the team, talking to Coach Cooley, practicing with them every day, we always just stress get better every day. Take it day by day, get better every day. Don't worry about what other teams are doing. Don't look too far ahead, don't look too far behind. Just take it day by day, and Coach always says he wants everyday guys, just guys who come in every day, do what they're supposed to do. And he feels like we'll, and I feel like as well, that we'll be successful as possible if we just do that. And me personally, like I said, I just always fall back on my work. Getting up in the morning, working, getting my shots up, and just doing what I'm supposed to do. And I just know whatever happens for me is going to fall into place.
Would you say that because you mentioned your each daily routine, would you say that's pretty consistent week to week, day to day?
Oh, yeah, that's day to day. Get my work in every day. Even my dad calls me every day, like, did you work in today?
Holding you accountable.
Yeah, he's pretty much on me about that. But yeah, that's a day-to-day routine.
And then sort of, because I know obviously there's sometimes that the fun things happen, break up the day-to-day monotony. What's been your favorite story so far of the fall, either some moment with the team, off the court, on the court, that you're like, wow, it's so much fun to be a Hoya?
Yeah. Let me see. I would just say just being around my teammates, man, like just spending time with them. Like we could be in the dorms, yeah. We could be out getting food together. Like this is probably one of the funniest teams I've ever been a part of. Like just how much we laugh and how much we enjoy being around each other. I would just say being around them guys and just bonding with them and getting to know them. It's been a fun experience.
Which guy would you say cracks the most jokes?
Probably either Dontre Styles or Jay Heath. Them guys always laugh at that.
Yeah. I love it. It's good to also keep the clubhouse light under a big game, competitive game. You got it, everyone laughing, having fun. But no, this has been a lot of fun so far. I don't know if any other messages to the Hoya fans. Obviously, there have been a couple struggling teams over the last couple years, but people are really excited about the new team, the new coach, the new players, including yourself. So any message to the Hoya faithful out there? I don't know if you want to look right into the camera at them for this one, but for the fans looking for a great year this year, they're counting on you and Coach and everyone else to have a great year this year.
I don't really have much to say. All I gotta do is say, get your season tickets, and just get ready for the ride. It's gonna be a great year. We're gonna win some games and make sure y'all are there to see it.
Love it. Yeah. I'm motivated. I'm fired up.
Yes, sir. I know. I'm like, we're ready for the season opener. Is there anyone that you're super excited to see? I know you mentioned your family, but specifically for the home opener, any students that you befriended, anyone that you're like, ooh, like shout out.
I'm just excited to see how much people are going to come support us, mm-hmm. Because that's what we've been trying to do ever since we got here. That's what Coach Cooley been doing. He's been trying to promote us, getting people to buy season tickets. He's trying to fill the arena up. So I'm just kind of anxious to see how many people will come out to support us.
Love it, Cooley Nation. We got to go out there and support Jaden and the team. If you also want to shout out any social media profiles, the guys can follow you guys out. Anything you want to tell the rest of the audience?
My Instagram is TheJadenEpps. That's all my social media platforms. And yeah, man, just come out and watch us and support us. That's all I gotta say.
You gotta get ready to talk to the media post game. I'm like, this is your practice. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a blast so far. Caroline, I don't know if you have any other questions. We're really excited and fired up for the season. And Jaden, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, this concludes this edition of Hilltop Hustle. Until the next time, see ya.